ARRL welcomes members and all radio amateurs to visit us at the 2025 Dayton Hamvention, May 16th through the 18th in Xenia, Ohio. The event features 3 days of fun activities, ham radio programming, and plenty of opportunities to engage with ARRL. Saturday's ARRL Youth Rally will be a fun day of ham radio discovery and friendship for young people aged 11 to 21. Among the teams leading the youth rally will be volunteers from the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, CARP, who are also exhibiting and presenting at Hamvention. In addition to the CARP Forum, ARRL has many other exciting forums planned at Hamvention. Start off Friday with a surfside lesson on portable antennas with Salty Walt Hudson, K4OGO, of the popular Coastal Waves and Wires YouTube channel. Salty Walt's forum is Friday 10:15 a.m. until 11:15 a.m. in Room 3. The ARRL membership forum is on Saturday, and there are many other great ARRL forums for you to attend, and you can see the whole list at www.arrl.org/expo. You can also visit ARRL's large exhibit area in the Tesla building. All great things that you expect from ARRL will be there, including a chance to get some ARRL merchandise and publications. Get your free 2025 ARRL button. The ARRL VEC will be on site to help hams renew their license. And you can visit with ARRL leaders face-to-face and learn about how to get involved in your local ham community and much more. You ask and we listened. The ever-popular on-site radio emissions testing by the ARRL lab returns this year. Have your handheld tested to make sure the output is clean. Expert engineers will be on hand to do it right in front of you. Find ticket information at www.hamvention.org, or you can download the ARRL program guide, which includes a map of the ARRL exhibit area. We'll see you in Dayton. A reminder that the annual Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test is hosted by the Department of Defense, and that's scheduled for Saturday, May 10th, 2025. The event will test two-way communications between military stations and amateur radio operators as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. The test provides opportunities and challenges for operators to test their individual technical skills in a controlled scenario that will not impact public or private communications.